Message number 5, God's intention with Job, that a good man becomes a God man. Job 1:1. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and this man was perfect and upright. And he feared God and turned away from evil. 8. And Jehovah said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job? For there is none like him on the earth, a perfect and upright man who fears God and turns away from evil." 2:3. And Jehovah said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job? For there is none like him on the earth, a perfect and upright man who fears God and turns away from evil. And he still holds fast his integrity, though you have moved me against him to destroy him without cause." 9. Then his wife said to him, "Do you still hold fast your integrity? Curse God and die." 27:5. "Far be it from me to declare you righteous. Until I die, I will not put away my integrity from me." 31:6. "Let him weigh me in a righteous balance, and let God know my integrity." 42:5. "I had heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye has seen you." 6. "Therefore, I abhor myself, and I repent in dust and ashes." Roman numeral number 1. The Bible of 66 books is for only one thing, for God in Christ as the Spirit to dispense himself into us to be our life, our nature, and our everything, that we may live Christ and express Christ. Job 10:13. "But you have hidden these things in your heart. I know that this is with you." Ephesians 3:9. "And to enlighten all that they may see what the economy of the mystery is, which throughout the ages has been hidden in God, who created all things." 17. "That Christ may make his home in your hearts through faith." Philippians 1:21. "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." A. This should be the principle that governs our life. B. In a practical way, this should be today's tree of life for our enjoyment. Roman numeral number 2. Job was a good man, expressing himself in his perfection, uprightness, and integrity. A. Being perfect is related to the inner man, and being upright is related to the outer man. B. Job was a man of integrity. Integrity is the totality of being perfect and upright. 1. With respect to Job, integrity is the total expression of what he was. 2. In character, Job was perfect and upright, and in his ethics, he had a high standard of integrity. C. Job feared God positively and turned away from evil negatively. 1. God did not create man merely to fear him and not do anything wrong. Rather, God created man in his own image and according to his likeness, that man may express God. Genesis 1:26. "And God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness." 2. To express God is higher than fearing God and turning away from evil. 3. What Job had attained in his perfection, uprightness, and integrity was altogether vanity. It neither fulfilled God's purpose nor satisfied his desire, and thus he was lovingly concerned for Job. D. Only God knew that Job had a need. He did not have God within him. Therefore, God wanted Job to gain him in order to express him for the fulfillment of his purpose. 1 John 3:2. "Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been manifested what we will be. We know that if he is manifested, we will be like him, because we will see him even as he is."
Roman numeral 3. God's intention was that Job would become a God man, expressing God in his attributes. A. God ushered Job into another realm, the realm of God, that Job might gain God instead of his attainments in his perfection, righteousness, and integrity. B. God's intention with Job was to consume him and to strip him of his attainments, his achievements in the highest standard of ethics, imperfection, and uprightness. C. God's intention was to tear down the natural Job in his perfection and uprightness, that he might build up a renewed Job in God's nature and attributes. D. God's intention was to make Job a man of God, filled with Christ, the embodiment of God, to be the fullness of God for the expression of God in Christ. 1 Timothy 6:11. But you, O man of God, and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, meekness. 2 Timothy 3:17. That the man of God may be complete, fully equipped for every good work. E. God's stripping and consuming were exercised over Job to tear him down, that God might have a base and a way to rebuild him with God himself, so that he might become a God-man, the same as God in his life and nature, but not in his Godhead, in order to express God. Roman numeral 4. In Christ, God has been constituted into man, man has been constituted into God, and God and man have been mingled together to be one entity, which is called the God-man. A. The many God-men, the many sons of God, are the increase, reproduction, duplication, and continuation of Christ, the first God-man. John 12:24. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it abides alone, but if it dies, it bears much fruit. Romans 8:29. Because those whom he foreknew, he also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. B. A God-man is one who partakes of God's life and nature, thus becoming one with God in his life and nature, and thereby expressing him. C. A God-man has been born of God to be a child of God, having the life and nature of God. 1. A God-man has two lives, the human and the divine, and two natures, humanity and divinity. 2. A God-man is a life-man. 3. A God-man is a gold-man. D. A God-man is constituted with God, having God as his life, life supply, and everything. Thus a God-man is man yet God, and God yet man. E. A God-man is a new creation and the righteousness of God in Christ. F. A God-man loves the Lord with his whole being, that is, from his heart, soul, mind, and strength. G. A God-man has no confidence in the flesh, denies the self, and exercises the spirit to live Christ. H. A God-man is a man of God with the word of God, inhaling the breath of God. 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is God's breath and profitable for teaching, for conviction, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. 17. That the man of God may be complete, fully equipped for every good work. I. A God-man realizes that he is not an independent individual, but part of the corporate God-man, the body of Christ, the one new man.
Testimony. I would like to give a testimony concerning my failure in trying to be a good person. I am influenced by Japanese culture. I believe that being a good person was the right thing to do, both as a human being and as a Christian. Therefore, even though I often heard messages saying that culture, especially the Japanese tendency to live as a good person, can frustrate Christ, at first I did not understand what was wrong with trying to be a good person. When I lived by my natural goodness, I did not feel the need to confess anything to the Lord. However, in the church life, I began to observe the examples of brothers and sisters who denied their culture and natural goodness in order to live Christ. Furthermore, through studying the New Testament book of Galatians and the Old Testament book of Job, I came to realize clearly that God does not desire merely a culturally good person. When I lived as a good person, I am expressing my natural goodness rather than Christ. Moreover, natural goodness is merely an outward appearance. It is not reality. My natural virtues may appear admirable on the surface, but in fact they are empty and lack genuine reality. Because they seem good outwardly, Job even boasted in them. After passing through many environmental dealings, Job said, "Let him weigh me in a righteous balance, and let God know my integrity." Job 31:6. Yet when Job realized that he was nothing, God finally spoke to him. Then Jehovah answered Job out of the whirlwind. Job 38:1. In other words, as long as Job remained in the line of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, taking pride in his natural goodness, God could not speak to him. But when Job realized that he was nothing and that God alone is the one who is, God began to speak. Footnote 1 on Job 38:1 says that God's purpose in appearing to Job was to show him that he was nothing and that God is infinite and unsearchable. God's appearing also implied that he wanted Job to realize that he had been in the wrong realm, the realm of building up himself as a perfect, righteous, and upright man in the old creation. Job gave glory to himself in these things, but God considered them hindrances that needed to be stripped away, so that Job could receive God's nature, life, element, and essence, and thus be metabolically transformed to become a God-man, one who expresses God and ministers God to others in the new creation. After seeing this, I prayed, "O Lord Jesus, I have thought that living as a culturally good person was right, but through the revelation in the scriptures and the examples of the brothers and sisters, I now realize that I was wrong. Lord, forgive me for my failure in trying to be a good person. Have mercy on me and train me to live Christ." After praying in this way, I was exposed for the first time to how pitiful my condition had been. I realized that I had spent so much effort trying to be a good person, and I felt ashamed that I had considered this to be the Christian life. As I continued to confess this matter to the Lord, my fellowship with Him became deeper. Because I had previously been preoccupied with becoming a good person, I had lacked the burden for others. Now, little by little, my burden for others gradually increased. Eventually, I could echo Job's words, "I heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye has seen you. Therefore, I abhor myself, and I repent in dust and ashes." Job 42:5-6. Then after Job prayed for his friends, and Jehovah turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. And Jehovah gave Job twice as much as he had before. Job 42:10.